Heading into the holiday season, many people look for ways to give back to those in need. Often this involves giving food and other items to people who are homeless. But a Phoenix group called the Healthy Giving Council says giving directly can have unintended consequences. They launched an effort this week to nudge well-intentioned givers toward what they call healthy giving. And joining us to explain this idea is Jerome Parker. He's a pastor with the First Christian Church and part of the Healthy Giving Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So let's start with this idea of healthy giving. What do you mean by that?
So healthy giving is kind of self-explanatory. It's playing on the desire of people wanting to give, and then we're just saying, let's do that in a healthy way. And so it begs the question, what does that mean, right? And so then that's when we get into the conversation of saying, we know that you're well-intentioned. We know that you want to do something good. We know that giving makes you feel good. But doing it in a healthy way can make you feel better. And so that means not giving on the street or not feeding on the street, but directing people that are experiencing homelessness to hundreds of nonprofit organizations that provide meals every day, that provide clothing, that provide shelter, that literally are set up to close the gap between people experiencing homelessness mm-hmm. and actually getting them into permanent housing.
Right. So you see around the holidays an increase, you see more and more people on the side of the road holding up a sign asking for money or food, things like that?
Correct. Well, and the thing is, it increases around the holidays, yeah. but homelessness is an issue that we deal with 365 days of the year. And so what we've seen is around the holidays that these street feeders and street givers, they come out in droves, right? Because it's the giving season. It's Thanksgiving and Christmas is about giving. And so, like I said, they're well-intentioned, but we're just saying, you know what? We can take that good intention that you have and we can maximize that impact by you partnering with an organization that does these things every single day.
Jerome, in an ideal situation, could someone do both? Could someone bring a minimal amount of food and clothing and then also at the same time say, I know you need this to get through the day, but there are services and here are some of them? Or is that just sort of feeding the beast a little bit too much at that point?
Yeah, I think it's give an inch, take a mile type of thing. And so what we want to encourage people to do is to not give on the street, to not feed on the street. Because what it does is it undermines the efforts of, like I mentioned, the nonprofit organizations that have been in existence for years and years. What it also does is it creates trash. It creates waste in the neighborhoods. It can create chaos and things of that nature. So we just err on the side of let's just be totally healthy. To use an analogy, just eat broccoli, leave all the candy alone, and everybody wins.
That feels counterintuitive, though, right? Like, you want to give out water or food. Like, I know I've heard don't give money to people who are asking for that on the street, but giving water or food seems like a good thing. I wonder, what are some of those unintended consequences? Like, how do you see this negatively affect those people in the end?
So the biggest thing is that street giving and street feeding does not get them closer to ending their homelessness. Right. So I think we have to be willing to do the hard work and say, how do I help this person actually end their homelessness? Is what I'm doing bringing them closer to or further away from homelessness? And when we answer that question, honestly, if for my own experience, I was enabling people to perpetuate their homelessness. And so what it ends up looking like is trash in the neighborhoods. In the alleyways, there's, people that are experiencing homelessness, the street is their home, right? And so they have to urinate, outside, and that can cause and create health problems and things of that nature. And what it also does is I think it puts us in a frame of mind where these people experiencing homelessness become less human. Because after you give that water or after you give that burger, you're not really interested in building a relationship with that person or seeing their journey to getting a home or being reunited with their family. You're not really interested in seeing that to the end. And it ends up becoming a thing that we do, right, to just pat ourselves on the back, to say, oh, look what I did. But what did we really do to help that person?
Well, Jim, I want to ask you really briefly. Mm-hmm. So how long did it take you to figure that out? As someone who used to be someone who would do that, how long did it take you to figure out, wow, this may not be the right way to go?
Well, I was street feeding and street giving for years. I've had the opportunity to work with urban youth for a lot of my adult career. And so I would take these urban kids and we would go downtown or we would go to Sunny Slope or different parts of the valley where we knew where people were experiencing homelessness, and we would give out sack lunches and, mm-hmm. and things like that, and we'd feel good about it. Look what we did. And then my wife, she was actually working at the Human Services campus, and she said, you know, this is probably not the best way to go about what you're doing. There's people on the streets that have been charged with, you know, sex offenses, and so putting kids in that environment is not good. And so she kind of opened my eyes and said, "What, you know, challenge yourself to do this in a more lasting and a healthy way." And then I became a healthy giver.
All right. That's Jerome Parker. He is a pastor with First Christian Church and part of the Healthy Giving Council. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.